Our next guest on Downtown, a longtime sports writer, one of the best in the business for many years. These days, he is the team historian for the Boston Red Sox, and he joins us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Gordon Eads, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, Rich, isn't it great that on January 10th, MLB just announced that first workout for Red Sox pitchers and catchers will be on Valentine's Day, the 14th, and 3 days later, the full squad will be reporting. So we're getting there, man. We're just over a month.
Thank goodness, because we need it the way this winter's gone so far here in New England.
You're not kidding. Although, of course, we got some folks from your neck of the woods headed down to Fenway this Saturday for Frozen Fenway, University of Maine, playing UConn. And I think the important bit of news that we probably should share with your listeners, if you haven't already, Rich, is that the game time has been moved up 2.5 hours. They were originally going to skate at 4, but they're going to skate at 1:30 against UConn, and we can thank the Patriots for that. I guess
yes.
The Red Sox figured there'd be enough hockey fans that are going to want to watch the Pats play Saturday night, so they're moving that game up.
Well, it'll be a great weekend, the second weekend of Frozen Fenway. Maine, UConn, as you said, at 1:30. New Hampshire and Northeastern after that. We were talking to Coach Red Gendron earlier today, and it's just such a great opportunity for these young guys. And even if they didn't grow up in New England, as he said, something happens to them when they get in Fenway Park and look around and they realize what a historic venue they're playing at.
Yeah, you know, it's what struck me, Rich, is that when Bobby Orr took the ice for the Winter Classic in 2010, the first hockey game played at Fenway on New Year's Day. He called it one of the highlights of his life to be able to, you know, he and Bobby Clark dropped the ceremonial first puck, and they played an old-timers game and all that. And, I mean, if somebody like Bobby Orr, if the experience of playing at Fenway resonates with him that much, I got to think some of these college kids are going to be pretty excited. And like you said, even the kids who aren't New Englanders, I think when they actually take the ice here at Fenway and look around and the size of the crowd for one, and just, you know, you look over your shoulder and there's a green monster. That's got to be pretty cool.
Absolutely. And there's another great winter event coming up. Well, less than 2 weeks now, the baseball winter weekend happening at Foxwoods. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And you know, last year was the first time I was a full participant in winter weekend, and I moderated several panels, and one of them was playing the outfield with three guys named Rice, Lynn, and Evans, along with the current outfield, including Mookie and Jackie Bradley Jr. And then I moderated another panel called Battery Mates, and that was Pedro Martinez and Jason Veritek. So, I mean, the kind of alumni that are showing up again this time are the guys that I mentioned are going to be back again. Wade Boggs is going to be there. Dennis Eckersley, Jim Rice, Louis Tiant, Tim Wakefield. Plus, you have pretty much the entire big league roster will be there for the weekend with ownership and all. It kicks off with a town hall on Friday night with the club owners, fans having an opportunity to directly question our ownership and Dave Dombrowski and club president Sam Kennedy. Then got all kinds of stuff going on Saturday, autograph sessions, panel discussions. Like I said, you can go and pretend to be Rich Kimball in the Nesson booth, you know, do an inning of play-by-play. It really does, in terms of of getting you pumped for the coming baseball season, it's great. And this year, as you know, Rich, when Chris Sale signed, was traded by the White Sox to the Red Sox, we didn't have a press conference because Chris's wife was expecting a baby.
Right.
So he has yet to have a coming out party in Boston, and next Friday night will be his first public appearance with Red Sox fans, with an opportunity to sign some autographs next weekend and all of that. The same for the relief pitcher that the Sox picked up from Milwaukee, Tyler Thornburg. Mitch Moreland, the new first baseman, I'm not sure is going to be there. And fans will get their first chance to take a look at Pablo Sandoval. They've heard all this stuff about you know, Pablo having worked real hard for the last year. You know, he missed a season because of shoulder surgery, supposedly in great condition, and fans will be able to see for themselves. So a lot going on. It should be a great weekend, it's $60 for adults for the whole weekend, $20 for kids. I might as well, as long as we're talking about it, I'll throw out the phone numbers, 877-RED-SOX-9 for tickets, or you can go online, BostonRedSox.com /winter weekend and find out what's going on. But it's a good time. And, you know, last year we got smoked. We had a big snowstorm, but everybody still managed to get in and out, and it was a lot of fun.
We're talking with Gordon Eads here on Downtown. Well, it's been another busy offseason for the Red Sox. And fans, if nothing else, they have to appreciate the fact that Dave Dombrowski certainly is one of the more proactive general managers out there.
You think, Rich? You think? it's pretty remarkable what he's done since he took over for Ben Cherington in August of 15. Of course, the big move and kind of snuck up on a lot of folks, and Dave himself said it really came together very quickly just on the eve of the winter meetings was the trade for Chris Sale, the left-hander from the Chicago White Sox. The Sox paid a dear price, there's no question. Yoan Moncada has a chance to be an impact player in the big leagues, and Michael Kopech, a kid who throws in triple digits. Dave said if he stays healthy, he expects him to be a number one. But you've got, in Chris Sale, you've got a left-handed pitcher who, at 28, is entering the prime of his career. He's been a starter for the last five seasons for the White Sox, and each of those five seasons, he's been an all-star, hasn't finished lower than sixth in the Cy Young Award voting in his career. You put him in a rotation with the 2016 Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello and David Price, who won 17 games last season for the Red Sox, which on the face of it would be pretty darn impressive. But I mean, Price would be the first to say that he can pitch better, and I think the expectation is that he will. You know, that's a pretty impressive big three to be throwing at clubs going into the 2017 season.
Gordon, you covered Manny Ramirez for a lot of years. Were you at all surprised at the news that he's going to make a comeback, 44 years old, playing in Japan?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Rich. When I first saw that headline, I'm thinking, okay, you know, Yomiuri or Chiba Latte, one of the big teams in Japan, decided to take a flyer on Manny, figured, you know, might sell a few tickets and put a few balls in the seats. And then to find out that he's playing for some independent league team on the smallest island in Japan, you know, Manny just never ceases to amaze, doesn't he? And I guess, you know, for a lot of guys, and Manny's 44, it's hard to walk away from the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been around young kids doing some coaching for the Chicago Cubs in their system, and I guess Manny feels that he wants to dig into the batter's box one more time. So it's a riot. I mean, the same year that he's on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time, you know, he announces his comeback. That's just classic. It adds to the legend. What can I say?
No question about that. Hey, Gordon, it's great talking with you. We appreciate you making time for us here this afternoon. Good luck with Frozen Fenway and, of course, everything going on at Foxwoods for the baseball winter meeting. And we'll catch up with you again, hopefully later on this winter.
Sounds good, Rich. Thanks for having me.
That's Gordon Eads here on Downtown.